Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, joined now by one of our favorite guests on the program. Rick Peterson is with us, the Orioles Director of Pitching Development. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. And how are things down on the farm right now with the Orioles arm? Some impressive numbers from some key prospects early.
Yeah, there really are. And it's not really all about the numbers, but it's about the process. And that's what's so exciting. I mean, the numbers sometimes are indicative of the process and sometimes they're not. But we have a lot of exciting young pitching developing right now in our system.
Well, I guess this is year three for you with the Orioles and year three of establishing your biomechanical analysis. Are you seeing the fruits of all that materialize into year three more so than years one and two?
Yeah, I believe so. Typically, because I've done this in multiple different organizations, sometimes as the director of pitching development, as I am with the Orioles, and other times as a big league pitching coach and putting that system from the top down and implementing that the curriculum throughout the system. But typically, years three through five is where you really start to see, you know, the fruits of all the seeds that you've planted. And, you know, right now, I mean, I still want to hold, you know, judgment right now until towards the end of the year. But typically in year one, it's all about deliveries. You know, you're really making sure that you can build a major league delivery that can last at the major leagues, that you can repeat that delivery so you can execute quality pitches. You know, secondly, it's fastball development, fastball command, and then typically the changeup. Last year, we implemented our changeup 11% of the time, which is really, that's outstanding throughout a system because you have a lot of relievers, you know, that do not have changeups. You know, they're more fastball, breaking ball guys. So they're all lumped into that. So 11% across the board is off the charts. And then a quality breaking ball. And what you see the second year was all about, you know, the establishment of that game plan. Now, as I travel through the system, it's all about the mental part of the game. We're not really talking about deliveries anymore. We're talking about sequencing pitches and implementing game plans. And that when you get to that level, you know, now you're really refining that. You know, it's not just about raw ingredients anymore, but it's about building gourmet recipes.
Rick Peterson's with us here on WBAL. And, Rick, before we get to a lot of the prospects I know the fans want to hear about, I want to get your take on just the raw number of Tommy John surgeries right now at the major league level with some serious established pitchers. I know we've talked about this before in the past, and I know a lot of what you do kind of focuses on these pitching injuries, but what's your take right now on just the sheer volume of Tommy John surgeries this early in the year?
Well, typically the Tommy John surgeries happen at the beginning of the year. But very seldom will you see a Tommy John. I say very seldom. The highest percentage happen at the beginning of the year because it's establishing, you know, the fact that you're ready for a championship season. So typically when you look at these historically, you don't see a lot of Tommy John surgeries happen at the second half or the last third of the season. So from that standpoint, it's not surprising. I think the volume to a degree is surprising, and I think the root of all that, you know, from listening to the so-called experts like a Mike Reinbold, a Dr. Andrews, you know, people that really do these studies, a Will Carroll, that really look in deeper into the studies. I think one of the biggest factors is that at the amateur level, these young pitchers that are top prospects are they're pitching all year round. It's a total overuse. And I remember years ago, I'm going to say about 6-7 years ago, we had a top prospect. I won't mention his name in fairness to him, but we had a top prospect who we did a biomechanical analysis of delivery, had an A-plus delivery, really flawless. He was in top physical condition, came out of a major college program where he was overused in college, and the second year he had Tommy John. And it really surprised me, and I said, geez, how is this happening? And after Dr. Andrews did the surgery, I talked to him, and he said, Rick, I just operated on a 40-year-old elbow, and he was 22 years old. So what does that mean is that that's a total overuse. I mean, if you drive your car and drive it excessively, you're only going to get 40,000 miles out of that tread. And if you have some flaws in your delivery and you're late at foot contact, which is one of the biggest flaws in a pitching delivery, that you're the position of your arm when your foot strikes the ground, it's a black or white yes or no. You're either in that range, normative range, or you're out of that normative range. And if you're out of that normative range, and typically if you're late, you're wearing out the tread on those tires. So the best example I could use, if you're driving your car and you put your foot on the brake and the car pulls to the right, you can still drive your car. The front end's out of alignment, and your car will still perform. But you're not getting 40,000 miles out of that front tread on the tread on your front tires, and you're not wearing out the tread the second time you put your foot on the brake. It's happening over time.
Mm.
You know, and I think lastly, the other major point is that ligaments can only handle, this is my understanding from the experts, ligaments can only handle so much force, so much speed and force. And if you could get somebody to throw 110, those ligaments, they're not going to last. And now, when you look at, I believe the numbers were somewhere around 77 pitchers. And that may not be right, so I don't want to throw that number out there. But it's an enormous amount of pitchers now that have touched 100 miles an hour. That in itself, you can't handle those forces. So typically when people say, God, he's so small, how does he throw so hard? Well, Indy 500 cars go faster than NASCARs. It's not the size of the car. It's how fast the wheels are spinning. Mm. And so when you have someone that's throwing that excessively hard, and you look at those rotational forces and the torques, the ligaments just can't handle it. It's just that simple.
Fascinating stuff from Rick Peterson. Rick, I want to touch on a few prospects that you've seen so far. Hunter Harvey, I know it's the South Atlantic League, but for a guy right out of high school, what are your early impressions of him?
Well, all I can do is give him a standing ovation. I mean, he's off the charts. He's got tremendous competitive intelligence. He's got high end velocity. His fastball plays. Hitters react to his fastball as if his velocity was even greater than what it is. He's a 93, 94, 96 guy. Probably averages, if you want to put one number, 93, 94. But hitters react to it like it's much better. They just can't get to it. He pitches inside tremendously. He's got a plus curveball, and he's developing a changeup. And that's one of the biggest challenges of all for young power pitchers, to develop a changeup at the lower levels, because they don't need it. They don't need it to compete. And one of the things that make young pitchers so special, if they are special like Hunter is the fact that he is so competitive. He's got tremendous competitive drive. So it's like we're asking him, like the bell rings, and he's like, Rick, I can just walk to the middle of the ring and knock him out. What do you want me to jab for three rounds for? and it's like, well, you know, I guess the best thing I could say, Hunter, is that, you know, you don't want to learn how to swim after you fall off the boat. So let's learn how to swim before we get on the boat, because we're trying to develop you to be a big league pitcher, and you're on a fast track for that. And the changeup is going to be the difference maker. So when you look at the premier pitchers in the game, the starters, they'll all say, I remember Verlander's interview on MLB Network after he won the Cy Young, and they said, geez, you were such a great pitcher for so long. What's the difference now that you're Cy Young? He said, it's changeup, without question. The changeup has been the total difference maker. So, you know, he's on his way to develop a plus changeup. He shows it to you. It's just a matter of helping him understand, you know, when to use it effectively, even though you may not need it for that particular hitter, but you're going to need it when you get to the higher levels.
Yeah, it's probably just the right bat speed at that level, a changeup from Hunter Harvey. Let's go to AAA Norfolk, and a guy who already has a really good changeup is Kevin Gausman. Your early impressions of Kevin so far this season, and I know he's probably big league ready right now, but what is he working on?
It's really just refining his game. It's not that he's really working on anything. He doesn't need anything more. He just needs to master what he's doing. And that's just an execution of a game plan. You know, the ability to execute quality pitches and in the effort to make those quality pitches, you know, just make sure that we're not making mistakes by high out over the middle of the plate. And it's really that simple. I mean, when you hear big league pitchers have a rough outing, and typically you'll hear the analysts and the pitchers like, you know, I didn't have my best stuff today. Well, their stuff was the same. They didn't have their best location. And it's all about the ability to hit the glove. And I call our pitchers tongue-in-cheek, you're professional glove hitters. You know, you're getting paid to hit the glove. And if you hit the glove and if you miss below the zone, because every ball put in play, like if you get, for all the viewers and listeners, if you touch the bottom of your kneecap, every ball put in play in the major leagues last year from the bottom of that kneecap to below the zone, batting average was around 190, 193, 195.
So if you can pound the bottom of the strike zone, and Kevin's really good at that, you're going to be successful, especially with his, you know, with his raw talent.
The Orioles director of pitching development, Rick, always a pleasure. Let's catch up again soon. I want to get your take on not only the maturation of those guys we just talked about, but also Eduardo Rodriguez and Tim Barry next time.